Keep your hand up. So almost a majority, not everybody raised their hand. And we really wonder about those people who didn't raise their hand. We're going to write down your names if you didn't raise your hand. So if you raised your hand or even if you didn't, I'm suggesting that you've already been given the key to happiness. Somebody's already told you, you've already read it somewhere, you've already heard it somewhere. Somebody's taught it to you, someone has whispered it to you, whatever. You've just felt it in your heart. Maybe if you're under 35, maybe not. If you're over 35, good chance that that's true. Now, that key can be given, it's not one key, that key can be given in probably endless, but let's say at least 50,000 different forms. Maybe endless, I don't know, so I can't choose a word and say it's right, endless or 50,000 or a million, but so it can be come at from just any angle you can imagine. And because everybody's different, all those angles are useful and all those angles get discussed or given or written about or whatever. And the key can be given in very general ways and very specific ways. Now, the way I work with people is very, very specific. I really work with people individually. I don't work with groups. I work with individuals in groups. But it can also be given very generally. So let me give you a general answer to what is the key to happiness. It's a two-part answer. Since most people raise their hands, I got to answer you. And you'll see that you've heard this before. I can't tell you anything you probably haven't heard before. So the key to happiness is drum roll. And it's going to sound nuts when I say it. You're going to say, what is he being all dramatic for? This is so dumb. But if you listen without judging, without interpreting, without bringing in any ideas from 1 minute ago onward all the way back, if you just listen fresh, you may hear something that your mind hasn't let you hear before. So every minute of life, you absolutely have complete freedom and complete choice to be happy. Sounds ridiculous as a statement, doesn't it? But it's true. Every minute you spend feeling something, doing something, being something other than quote unquote happy, H-A-P-P-Y-Y-Y, you screwed up. Because every minute you have the choice, minute by minute, to be happy. You can just choose it. You can just literally be responsible for your thought, for your mood, for your feeling, for your bodily state, for your awareness, for anything and everything. And you can simply choose to be happy in this minute. Next minute you can choose to be miserable, fine. But this minute you can choose to be happy. And then the next minute, and then the next minute. Because you have absolute choice every minute. That's really how amazingly free a human being is. And you can choose to be anything other than happy. You can choose to be preoccupied, you can choose to be miserable, you can choose